Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is this the man who can defeat the incumbent president? He could have ended all the talk about running, but he didn't.
People were down the middle, just everybody around here is talking about Chris Christie jumping in the race.
No means no, or does it? Another full-throated denial from Governor Chris Christie, but does anyone believe him?
I talked to a close advisor to the New Jersey governor yesterday who said basically that only Christie knows what Christie is doing.
Sources close to Christie tell me that he is, in fact, reconsidering his earlier statements, emphatic statements, George, that he is not going to run.
There is a sampling of the news media salivating over the possibility of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie running for president. That's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a turnover to Fox with Martha McCallum and Britt Hume yakking about Christie. As a matter of fact, Hume thinks Christie might decide to run for the sole reason that this may be his only opportunity to do so.
It's actually a really great image that you sort of presented, you know, because it almost feels like that. Like there's this pack of dogs kind of running after Chris Christie, and what will they do if they catch him? And I guess his folks are deciding right now if he's willing to be caught, so to speak.
Well, looking at it from his point of view, it's easy to understand why he's now considering it. I mean, he's had some of the richest and most powerful and influential people in the country, from Ken Langone, one of the Home Depot founders, to Henry Kissinger and others, coming to him and saying, you know, the country needs you. And he also recognizes or believes, I'm sure, like almost everybody else in the country, that the Republicans stand a very good chance of capturing the White House. And, you know, when winning the presidency is a little bit like winning the Super Bowl, the opportunity doesn't come along very often. And if you miss it or pass it up for any reason, it might not ever come again. And he also has to look at the possibility that the Republican, if he doesn't run and a Republican wins, that there's a distinct possibility that it could be 8 years before that window would open again. And who knows where he'd be or the country would be then. So he may feel as if, you know, I know I've said all these things. I didn't initially want to do it, but you know, this kind of opportunity doesn't come along every day, so I can understand why he's agonizing over it.
And that's the only way he could do it. I mean, you know, he himself pointed to the tape that showed all of these different instances where he was asked. So if he did decide to change his mind, he would have to come forward and say, basically, you know, I've changed my mind. I don't feel this way about this anymore, which would take a little bit of maneuvering, I imagine, on his part. But let's talk about... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, not only has he said that, he said he wasn't qualified or ready to be president.
And that could be a big issue. If suddenly he got ready over the weekend, or perhaps you just come forward in that case and say, I put myself before you as you have asked me to do. I'm going to do the absolute best that I can given the experience that I have, and this is what I plan to do. But we'll see. But, you know, they're talking apparently, that this group that's meeting on this, about the state-by-state plan, how they would actually maneuver it. And you look at the different states. You look at Iowa. Look at New Hampshire. Look at California and Florida. Britt, do you see a path for him to secure the GOP nomination if he decided to do it?
Well, you do need in those early states, Iowa and New Hampshire in particular, to have an organization that can get your supporters out to the polls and perhaps find supporters. And if he were a big natural hero of the Christian right, for example, he might inherit a base of serious support and the possibility of an instant organization from the Christian right, which is very active in the Iowa Republican caucuses. I'm not sure he'll have that. And New Hampshire, similarly, you know, Mitt Romney and others have been operating on the ground up there for some time. They have organizations put together. They have money. They have hierarchy. They have the things you need to pull out the vote. He would have to come up with this on very short notice indeed, and I'm not saying it can't be done. What I am saying, though, is that it's not easy.
Yeah. And just one last thought. You know, we looked at all these candidates. The one thing that Chris Christie seemed to have cornered is real, genuine frustration with the way things are happening in the country. And I'm not sure that you're seeing that from these other candidates on the GOP side in terms of, you know, that passion and that grit to say, you know what, we're not going to put up with it anymore, folks. We're going to change the way we do things. That's clearly what has captured the attention in New Jersey.
Yeah, it is a matter of governing style. And success on a couple of very tough issues, and that is that he got control of a budget that seemed to the people of the state of New Jersey to be out of control, and he managed to do it in a bipartisan way, which is the only way he could accomplish it. And that's a significant achievement at this moment in our history. And he did it with a sort of a straight-talking, no-nonsense, not-going-to-sugarcoat-it style that did not remind people of every other politician.
Right. Coming up, more reaction and speculation on Chris Christie's possible presidential run.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there?
GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer From Soldier to Soldier bracelets, a stylish fashion statement with a conscience, and a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes a uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are produced in the USA and can be purchased at ElisaIlana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
Doug Stephan here, focusing on Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. Here's Howard Kurtz from CNN talking to Lauren Ashburn, who writes for the Huffington Post. Also David Frum, former speechwriter for George Bush, and political analyst John Ablon, about why the news media can't accept Christie's repeated insistence he's not running.
Maybe the governor of New Jersey will jump in and completely shake up the presidential race, or maybe the Chris Christie flirtation will turn out to be just another brief comet across the media galaxy. But move over, Romney and Perry and Bachman and Kane and Santorum. Journalists have a new heartthrob. What does it say about the state of campaign coverage that so many journalists are, I'm not going to shy away from saying this, panting after Chris Christie wanting him to run?
You know, I just, we are ADD. That's all I can say is, you know, everybody in the news business will admittedly say we have attention deficit disorder. And if somebody new pops onto the screen, oh my gosh, the cameras turn immediately to that person. We get bored with Romney and Perry and Bachman. We know their story.
We get bored with people actually running for president. Yeah. David Frum, Christie himself pointed to that political montage. We played a little bit of that where he said, I'm not ready. I'm not going to do it. No way. I could kill myself first. The coverage all seems to be about will he or won't he, as opposed to any kind of examination of his record as governor.
Well, in defense of the journalists, what they are also doing here is picking up on where the Republican Party is. That although the Republican Party has an adequate field, and if you like the kind of candidate that Chris Christie would be, you've got a candidate in Mitt Romney. The problem that the journalists are picking up is that Republicans have this problem, which is Mitt Romney's the logical person to nominate, probably the most electable, likely the best president, but
nobody's excited about him.
And there's another problem, which is if you believe that what President Obama did to the American healthcare system is, or if you've been saying for 3 years, it's the greatest threat to American freedom since the threat of Nazi invasion, then it's rather difficult to turn around and nominate somebody who did very much the same thing at the state level. So they're journalists are picking up on a self-inflicted Republican problem that's preventing them from nominating the logical guy to nominate.
We have been through this, Sean Avalon, with Sarah Palin, she could run, and Haley Barbour, and Mitch Daniels, and Donald Trump, who ran for 3 weeks. Media always seem more interested in the reluctant candidate. Why is that?
They do. Well, I think it's kind of self-indulgent. First of all, I think it's easier to cover. But this Christie cycle has been ridiculous because he has had, I mean, not only Sherman S., but I'll kill myself before I run. I mean,
beyond Sherman
right,
S.
Right, exactly. You know, we do a good job of covering the horse race. We do not such a good job of covering governing. And now we've taken this to an additional bizarro level where we're more interested in covering the candidates who aren't running than the nine candidates who are, which is essentially, I mean, also deeply unfair to the folks who are doing the hard work of putting a campaign together every day. I think this has gotten absurd. It doesn't serve, I think, our democracy well.
Taco's Jay Severin here with a focus on the changing primaries, which might force Chris Christie to make a decision one way or another within the next few days.
The all-important or mega important, first in the South primary state of South Carolina, has jumped to January 21st. So South Carolina is the latest to jump. South Carolina is a huge game-changing primary potentially each time because you have Iowa, New Hampshire, and then the really first conservative or evangelical candidates get a chance to have South Carolina to get them back in the race if they didn't play well in New Hampshire. Well, right now, what we know we've got is Florida in late January, South Carolina in mid-January, Iowa, I don't know when, and New Hampshire vowing to be first, even if it means having to have the primary a week before Christmas. So this does become a logistical challenge as well as anything else. That's true for Christie. It's true for your buddy Sarah Palin. So many sources are reporting behind the scenes organizing is going on, and every whiff I get of evidence suggests, of hard evidence, not of my guesses or my instincts or what I'd like to see or anything, every whiff of circumstantial evidence I get so far, of every report, anyone that I talk to says it looks like he is going to get in. And now it looks like they say he's going to get in by Thursday, on Thursday. So that's what I know as of the moment. I know that, too, he's a brutal fire is being directed at Chris Christie by fellow Republicans. Well, not all of them. Some of them don't want him to get in. Mitt Romney does not want Christie in the race. As a Romney guy, neither do I, because he's going to take votes from Mitt Romney. You're going to have two New England governors, you know, mid-Atlantic state governors in this, and Christie's going to be the fresh face, so I don't like it. I think eventually Mitt will beat him because Mitt is more conservative than Chris Christie. There's no question that Mitt is more conservative than Chris Christie. And if that plays out, then Christie's fine. But you see, maybe this is the reason Christie is waiting. Maybe Christie figured all along, And Governor Perry validated for him his theory that I have to please the Tea Party to win the nomination. If these people get to inspect me, if they get to do that MRI on me in public for weeks and weeks and months, they're going to find out that I'm a rhino, a sino, and I'm not going to win the nomination. But if I wait till the very last minute and jump in, and I get that glow of being the new boy, of being anybody but, you know, none of the above. If I wait till the very last minute, they won't have time. And a lot in the media, by the way, won't even have the inclination to want to go after me. So maybe Christie is waiting on purpose.
Our next focus will be the other candidates, especially problems for Rick Perry, up next on the Countdown.
Hi,
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio in review. Talk television is the fodder for the conversation oftentimes. Here are talk hosts Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire talking about the controversy of Rick Perry's family hunting camp and the racial slur is painted over the entrance.
The name of this hunting club, which was painted on a giant rock at the entrance to the club for many years, had the N-word as the basis of the name of the club. How's that? The fact that anything was ever called that in the last, oh, say, 120 years publicly, and but again...
Well, let's be factual. That name did not originate with the Perry family.
Of course.
It had been called in the area, was called around locals.
Right.
That for a number of years. I was not familiar with that term. I've heard a lot of racist crap in my life. I have heard tons of stuff, lots of racist jokes. I've never heard that particular term. So I went to my old friend, the Urban Dictionary, and it did tell me it was an out-of-date logging term used to describe a bunch of large, unwieldy rocks. Again...
Well, then, you know what? It was anatomically accurate.
I can't
be upset with it.
Again, my family, no stranger to logging. My family was very well known as loggers in Western North Carolina. We've done a lot of stuff out of doors, hauling rock, et cetera, et cetera. Again, never have heard that term in any way, shape, or form.
Well, let's give the full benefit of the doubt here, as I think we always should when these kinds of just out of the blue... guilt by association. Why didn't you denounce this? Why did you belong to this club? Because this happens with Supreme Court nominees. It happens with a lot of politicians. Oh, you know, you used to belong to an exclusive white country club. Well, that means you're a racist now. And it's very difficult to defend yourself against that. I do think that in this case, the Rick Perry campaign has done a miserable job of pushing back on this.
They said the family didn't own the land.
Right.
They were leasing the land, and according to Rick Perry, his father painted over the offensive word at his first opportunity, which was either the 4th of July, 1983, or 1984. But, by the way, that coincides with, what do you know, Rick Perry's entry into political life.
But other people say that the word was still visible for very, very many years after that. It was kind of a fake painting over. It was a token, to use the word in a different way.
Well, this
token,
is what I refer to this as casual racism.
Here's Bill Handel on his radio program talking about Rick Perry's response to the controversy.
Now you have a rock painted with hugely offensive phrasing, and the name is still faintly visible beneath the coat of white paint. You know, they paint it over, but people are saying, yeah, not enough. You can barely see it. And last week, of course, now Perry's been connected to it, he said that it is an offensive name that has no place in the modern world. But the problem that he's dealing with is how long he let that happen, because it wasn't just when he was a kid. His dad first leased the property in 1983. Perry added his name to the lease from 97 to 98 when he was state agricultural commissioner, and from 2004 to 2007 when he was governor. And here is his explanation. Quote, when my dad joined the lease in 1983, he took the first opportunity he had to paint over the offensive word on the rock during the 4th of July holiday. That was his initial response. It is my understanding the rock was eventually turned over to further obscure what was originally written on it. Now, a local who visited the property with Perry and the legislators in those years recalled seeing the rock with a name clearly visible. This person, who will not be named, said, I thought this was going to embarrass Rick someday.
Moving to the war on terror, Friday's drone strike that killed Anwar al-Awlaki, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you've never experienced Gelin with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gelin does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gelin?
I'm glad I have feet.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen with a welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our attention here is on the attack that killed Anwar al-Awlaki. From ABC, Diane Sawyer and Jake Tapper and Pierre Thomas talking about the debate, which centers on the targeting of this American citizen without any charges filed and no trial.
We heard Martha Raddatz say this is a victory for President Obama, but there's also an underlying question about targeting an American citizen with missiles, however lethal he may be. Jake?
That's right, Diane. Groups like the ACLU are pointing out here you have a situation with an American president ordering the targeted killing of an American citizen without any due process, no evidence, no courts. And they say that is a gross violation of both the U.S. Constitution and international law. When you ask the White House what's the legal basis for such an action, they basically say it's a state secret and they will not get on to their justification. Now, President Obama was given the news of Awlaki's death. This is a president who has exponentially increased the number of predator drones in Afghanistan, Pakistan, East Africa, and Yemen. All told, the administration can point to more than 20 senior terrorist leaders that have been taken out during the Obama administration, Diane.
That's quite a gallery there, Jake. Thanks. And the president did say that the White House is going to be watching on alert for any signs of a retaliation move. So let's bring in our senior Justice Department correspondent, Pierre Thomas, on that. What are they seeing tonight, Pierre?
ABC News has learned that tonight the FBI is warning police around the country that Awlaki's killing could spark revenge attacks here at home. That warning, sources say, will come in the form of an urgent Homeland Security bulletin. U.S. officials believe that Al-Qaeda in Yemen is going to have a violent response. The next big concern, Awlaki's huge online influence. Officials fear internet radicals here at home will try to avenge his death. The evidence suggests the concern is warranted. ABC News reviewed terrorism prosecutions and found that out of 50 cases involving Americans, there were 19 where Awlaki's influence was cited. One senior official was blunt. He said everyone's on a hair trigger alert.
Radio host Helen Glover talking to political analyst Mark Genest about Ron Paul's comments.
So, Anwar Al-Awlaki, I'm sure you saw Ron Paul's comments at St. Anselm's College over the weekend. He said this was the assassination of American citizen without charges, and we should all be very concerned about this.
Well, he conveniently left out that this American citizen was an illegal combatant who had been a participant in Al-Qaeda for a number of years and responsible for at least inspiring several terrorist attacks on the United States.
Right.
So if you ignore those facts, then I think you might, then, you know, Ron Paul might have something to say. But other than that, I think it's hyperbole on his part.
Well, you know, I have no problem with the Obama administration doing this at all. But just curiosity on my part, Anwar Al-Awlaki, as you said, he inspired Nedel Hassan to take out 13 members of the military and DOD personnel down in Fort Hood. He is supposedly the inspiration behind the panty bomber of Christmas Day a couple years ago and Faisal Shahzad's botched attempt to blow up Times Square May 1st of last year. So had any of these Major Nedel Hassan did carry out his assassination down in Fort Hood, but had any of these others taken out just the average American citizen, innocent bystander types, this would have been a lot more serious. But even as it is, was Anwar Al-Awlaki, were there charges against him, or was he just a target to be hit if you got the opportunity?
They failed to indict Al-Awlaki for strategic purposes. They wanted to consider him a combatant. And if you put it, you indict someone, then you have to go through the legal process. Hey, look, I have no problems with civil libertarians talking about the importance of due process and for the administration to use these kinds of attacks only in extraordinary situations. This is something that every American should be concerned about. But in this particular case, it was more than justified as an attack on someone who has waged war against the United States.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you on that one. This man, he is an American citizen, as is Samar Khan, who's got that Al-Qaeda website magazine known as Inspire. I mean, it's frightening because this is an enemy that's very hard to track and very hard to fight, and you have no idea how many people may have been, as this magazine is called, inspired to carry out attacks. So now, of course, the fear is there may be some revenge attacks against the, as some of them are looking at, assassination of these two Americans, Anwar Al-Awlaki and Samir Khan.
Right. Well, Al-Qaeda in the last 5 years has really morphed into an inspirational organization. So when you attack people like Al-Awlaki, you're attacking the very heart and foundation of its terror network. So the irony of it is it had very little impact on Yemen itself, because Al-Awlaki was considered, it was not very well known. He was an American hiding in Yemen. So it didn't have a direct impact on Yemen itself. It has an impact, though, on the networked nature of Al-Qaeda as an inspirational tool. And that's why getting both Al-Awlaki and Khan, the editor of Inspire, was a really important incremental victory for the United States.
The Wall Street protesters are up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever.
Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Let's turn our attention to the Occupy Wall Street protests. From MSNBC, Tamron Hall talked to music executive Russell Simmons about his support for these protesters.
The rallies against Wall Street are going national. Protests that first gathered steam in New York City are moving well beyond. Look at this. This is beyond Manhattan. Among the cities where we're seeing protests now, Boston, Chicago, as well as Los Angeles. Joining me now by phone is media and music executive Russell Simmons. Russell, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Why do you believe that this movement is spreading now?
Well, I think people are tired of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, and the kind of legislation that supported the rich and the loopholes and the tax breaks and the corporate welfare, all these things, they're attacking Wall Street because Wall Street runs the country and the people don't. And the people now want the power back in their hands. They want the politicians to work for them and not for the money, which is in Washington and running this country.
What do you make of the timing? I mean, we know that there was outrage against the big banks and Wall Street after the bailout. Here we are, still waiting to see who will emerge as the GOP nominee. Why the timing now?
Well, there's the jobs bill. There's a discussion of tax breaks or removing the tax breaks. There's a lot of dialogue about the condition of people and about the shift that needs to be made. I think the underserved communities are feeling the weight more now than ever, and it's consistent. It's not changed. And I think that now is as good a time as any. Everybody from a Howard Schultz to just about lots of progressives are coming, not only these young people.
Right.
And see, people like John McCain or Joseph Lieberman should start writing campaign finance legislation. They should start getting in front of this and start allowing the people. We understand why. When the media says we don't know why they're protesting, it's disingenuous.
What does this mean to you personally?
The way the rich are getting richer and the way people are suffering now.
Right.
And we know why they're protesting.
Let me ask you this. I mean, here you are. You're a very wealthy, self-made, successful man in America. Why does this protest mean something to you here?
Well, I think I made the example on MSNBC that I got a big check and I gave away bonuses in my company, and I looked at all my employees. They all paid more taxes than me. And I think it's unreasonable, and I think we have to change that. And I think that right now when all the social services are being threatened, the money grab that the riches are put on, and I shouldn't say just the rich, it's institutional. But all the corporations are playing by rules. You don't blame them, they're playing by rules. The rules have to change. The power has to come back to the people. And so I feel that it's unfair right now, and our country needs to have a more perfect union. And right now, this kind of revolt by the people, that big it is going to get, and I can smell it. I've seen lots of trends, and I know this is a big one. And I think that America has to wake up and listen to these kids. And at the very least, it will provide a counterbalance to what the Tea Party and some of the conservatives are doing. They keep empowering business, and they keep disempowering people.
Right.
And I think we have to do something.
Radio man Joe Crummy here with Rich Cementa, who was on the bridge where 700 Wall Street protesters were arrested this past Saturday.
The controversy is this. What can you shed a light on here? The protester people said that they were tricked into going over the bridge. Do you buy that? What is your take on this? Because you were there.
All the arrests and everything happened on the Manhattan side.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the Brooklyn side when they came over. They were extremely nice to us. Congratulations, you know.
The protesters.
Best of luck, the protesters. But literally a second later, cursing at the cops behind us. Congratulations, guys. Oh, F you, cops.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
Well, they don't like the cops. Yeah, well, the cops are working for the man, the banksters. So we don't like the cops. The cops are uncool.
Right. No arrests happened by me, but, you know, they were pretty rowdy to the cops. Even the MTA bus drivers who actually had to back up the bridge to, you know, get the protesters to bring them to jail. They were screaming at the MTA bus drivers.
Well, they're also working for the man, too, Rich. That's what it is. You're working for the man. You're part of the problem. All right. Anything else you want to add, Rich?
No, that's it.
About
man. The protesters are pretty, they were pretty rowdy, and I could probably see that, you know, a lot of them got arrested. So.
Oh, yeah. I think they all should have been arrested.
Talk host Mitch Henk talking about the Wall Street protesters. As a matter of fact, the protests seem to be spreading around the country.
Started off pretty small. And now it's really getting big, and I'm looking at a picture now from Reuters. Police reopened the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday evening after more than 700 anti-Wall Street protesters were arrested for blocking traffic lanes, attempting an unauthorized march across that span. More than 700 arrested. I was watching some of the coverage on MSNBC last week, and with Lawrence O'Donnell, you know, left-wing cable and then right-wing cable, Fox, but he was upset because some cop was using pepper spray or mace or something like that. I guess he said, unarmed protesters. Now, one of the things that I wonder, and Saturday, I guess you can understand why you'd have 700 on a Saturday, but you're getting a large number and a number that keeps increasing as people just camp out day to day during the week. I saw one newspaper photo of people with their little laptops and their desks. They got tables, chairs. People can just hang out day after day after day in the Wall Street protests. And I'm trying to think, well, what really is the message here? The people in Wall Street making too much money? The hedge fund operators making too much? People at Goldman Sachs shouldn't make that much? Bob Rubin, maybe on the board at Citigroup, shouldn't make $100 million? Do the protesters think that Bob Rubin, some of these people, should just give them some of it? Here, I want some of that money. You have too much money. Because I'm thinking, is it their money? I mean, does the money belong? The money that is going to these rich people who can make money working Wall Street and investments, I mean, is that money that belongs to the protesters? And I'd love to hear from my progressive friends on this. Well, the point is, there's a bigger gap between the rich and the poor. What, do we just pass? Do we just hand out checks? Write checks out? If you're at Goldman Sachs, if you're one of these hedge fund guys, you just write out a bunch of checks. Now Friday evening, more than 1,000 demonstrators, including representatives of labor organizations, held a peaceful march to police headquarters, a few blocks north of City Hall, to protest what they said was a heavy-handed police response the previous week. A week ago, police arrested 80 members of Occupy Wall Street near the Union Square shopping district as the marchers swarmed onto oncoming traffic. What we're trying to do is, what is the message here? As we highlight the fact that there's a gap between the haves and the have-nots, and part of that is due to the recession, those at the top are holding onto their money, holding onto their marbles more. and they're less inclined to put their money at risk in investments when they don't know what's coming in the next 12 to 24 months with added costs, fees, taxes, and the rest. But what are the protesters, you think they want? They want just a check? Some money? Give me some money? Because, and the rest of us, we don't have time to go there day to day.
The Amanda Knox verdict is in our consideration circle. Up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, the Amanda Knox verdict. Here's Talk Show's Michelle Tafoya talking to forensic psychologist Dr. Kelly Wilson and legal analyst Peter Erlander about Italy throwing out the guilty verdict and releasing Amanda Knox.
You predicted this for all intents and purposes last week. You thought this was the right way to go. Anything jump out at you any statement that this makes?
Well, I think it was interesting to see her preparing to hear and how helpless and tense she clearly was waiting for the court to come out with their finding. I think that the overall injustice of it is pretty pervasive and widely accepted in the United States right now.
Peter Erlander, let's turn to you about that, because one of the things Dr. Wilson told us last week was that this prosecutor had a real reputation for being someone who went after certain kinds of cases and made some sort of wild accusations. How is that able to go on in Italy?
Well, it's able to go on in every country. It goes on in the United States, too. I guess we saw the sideshow down in Florida involving the Tot Mom murderer, and of course that got completely out of hand as well. But just because someone has been charged with a crime and the prosecutor is convinced that they can prove it doesn't mean they do have the evidence to prove their allegations. And in this situation, I understand there was actually evidence that was not introduced at trial that was able to be produced in the Italian system on appeal. If this had been an American court, unfortunately, the defendant would have had to have waited years before they would have had an opportunity to put new evidence before the court. It could have been five, 6 more years before this new evidence of the DNA on the sweatshirt would have been able to be introduced in court. I have a client now who's been waiting more than 10 years to get new evidence before the court that wasn't introduced at trial. So in some respects, the Italian system has worked much quicker than the U.S. system does.
Do you think that there was any notion there, Professor Erlander, that this they wanted to get this thing done with because it was really almost paralyzing the community of Perugia?
Well, you know, of course, I can't make a decision or make comment on decisions made in Italy, but of course, this was a case of great celebrity in Perugia, and I guess that I understand that there were people objecting to the acquittal today there, and the decision already been made, pretty much made locally, that these people or that these folks were already guilty. So I think it was quite unpopular that they were acquitted by the judge.
Talk host Dori Munson with CBS's Sabrina Castelfranco, who was in Italy covering the verdict.
You talked about what an incredible moment it was in the courtroom. Explain to me, for those of us here in Seattle, Sabrina, we certainly understand the weight and gravity of the story, but from a reporter's perspective, why did this story take on the life that it has?
Well, you know, it was incredible. The media attention that this story has had, it hasn't been seen in Italy since the death of the Pope. I mean, we have hundreds, literally hundreds of journalists here, TV cameras, satellite trucks, outside the courtroom. The whole street is packed with people, with observers who were waiting to hear how this was going to end. And, you know, just obviously outside there were a lot of people who were thrilled. They were enthusiastic. They cheered. Yeah, and then there were another section of the people outside who do not believe that Amanda and Raffaele had nothing to do with this murder. Some people were shouting out, shame, shame. And it was unclear whether it was shame because they were being released or shame because the police investigation in this case has been done so badly. I mean, one thing that played such an important part in this appeals trial was the fact that the court allowed what the defense teams requested, and that was an independent review of the DNA evidence that convicted both of them in the first degree. And that was DNA evidence that was found on a knife believed to have been the murder weapon and on a bra clasp. Now, the experts came back after doing their review and said that evidence just did not hold. And when they came back so strongly, many of us reporters thought, okay, that's the end of it. They will never be able to uphold their convictions. And in fact, that's what turned out to be true. But until the very end, there were still doubts in many people's minds because the prosecution put on a very, very strong case. And they said that there were plenty of circumstantial evidence.
Find out more on all of these items. Lots of things are happening in the world. We get some special reports in the countdown box. That's at DougStephan.com.